Well, hello, everyone. I'm Patricia Raskin. I'm filling in for John DePietro today. You may know me from my Saturday radio show right here on WPRO. And it's Patricia Raskin Positive Living Saturdays from 3 to 6 p.m. So please tune in and listen to that. And stay with us this morning. We have quite an exciting program for you. I'm very excited. In the 9:15 hour, we'll have Doris Kearns Goodwin, a world-renowned presidential historian and Pulitzer Prize-winning author. She has written so many books on presidents, and we're going to talk to her. And then after that, shortly after that, we are going to talk to Joseph Califano Jr., who served as Lyndon Johnson's top White House domestic policy aide. And his new book is The Triumph and Tragedy of Lyndon Johnson. We'll talk to him for a little while, but then we're going to have you weigh in because we want to find out who's your favorite president and why. Maybe you're not favorite president and why. And I've got a few little presidential quizzes. So we're going to cover all of that in our first hour. And we've got some interesting stuff and a couple of surprises. So stay with us. Again, you are listening to News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and I'm Patricia Raskin, and I'm really happy to be here. In our second hour, we will be talking about the Brian Williams story about the suspension and, you know, ethics in journalism, and we'll have a journalist on, and I'm going to weigh in and ask your opinion. This show is really for you. We want to find out what you think about all of this. Okay. Now, want to tell you that if you listen to the morning news with Gene Falasenti all this week, you will have a chance to win a pair of tickets to attend a gala evening with Joshua Bell and the Rhode Island Philharmonic at the Vets on March 6th. Joshua Bell is one of the most celebrated violinists today. He played at Carnegie Hall at 17 and at 47 holds the rare title of classical music superstar. So start your morning with Gene Valicente for your chance to hear Joshua Bell perform at the Rhode Island Philharmonic Orchestra Friday, March 6th at the Vets in Providence. All right. And, you know, one of the things that I think is so interesting about President's Day is we all have memories of certain things in presidential history. I certainly remember the day that John F. Kennedy was assassinated. I was in high school. I'm not giving away my age here. But, you know, I think so many of us remember certain moments, and we're going to talk about that. And we are really excited again to bring on Doris Kearns Goodwin. She's the author of six critically acclaimed and New York Times bestselling books, including her most recent, The Bully Pulpit, Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and The Golden Age of Journalism. And she was the winner of the Carnegie Medal. And The Bully Pulpit's a dynamic history of the first decade of the progressive era. And she also worked with Steven Spielberg's DreamWorks Studio to acquire the film rights to the book. And previously, she worked with Mr. Spielberg on Lincoln, the movie Lincoln, which was based in part on Miss Goodwin's award-winning Team of Rivals, the political genius of Abraham Lincoln. So we're really excited to have her. The film Lincoln, by the way, grossed $275 million at the box office and earned 12 Academy Award nominations, including Academy Award for actor Daniel Day-Lewis for his portrayal of President Abraham Lincoln. So we're going to ask Doris Goodwin about some of these things, and excited to bring her on. And again, after her, Joseph Califano, who served as Lyndon Johnson's top White House domestic policy aide and U.S. Secretary of Health, Education and Welfare, and the new book is The Triumph and Tragedy of Lyndon Johnson. But then we're going to have you weigh in. So listen and give us your thoughts, and we're so excited, and I'm excited to be here, right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. I'm Patricia Raskin, filling in today for John DePietro.
What's trending and why? John DePietro, News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO.
Well, hello, everyone, and we are back. I'm Patricia Raskin, and I am filling in for John DePietro. Right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO, we are the voice of Southern New England. And I want to tell you that I'm extremely honored to have on the phone with us today Doris Kearns Goodwin, who is a world-renowned presidential historian and Pulitzer Prize-winning author. She's the author of six critically acclaimed and New York Times best-selling books, including her most recent, The Bully Pulpit, Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and The Golden Age of Journalism, winner of the Carnegie Medal. She's working with Steven Spielberg in terms of the film rights to the book. And Doris Kearns Goodwin worked with Steven Spielberg previously on Lincoln, the movie Lincoln, based in part on Miss Goodwin's award-winning book, Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln. The film grossed $275 million at the box office. And Doris Kearns Goodwin was awarded the Pulitzer Prize in History. So for so many things, and if I read the bio, we won't have time to talk to her. Welcome, Doris, and thank you for being on the program.
I'm glad to be with you, Patricia, absolutely, on President's Day.
Absolutely. That was the plan. I'm so excited. You know, there's so much to ask you. So many people, Doris, think that Lincoln was the most memorable or achieved the most of all the presidents. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Really?
I mean, I think it's not simply because he won a war that had to be fought to save the Union and ended slavery forever. But there was something I felt, at least when I was working and thinking about him and waking up with him for 10 years during the process of writing the book, about his character, you know, his ability to forgive people who had hurt him in the past, his willingness to put people into his inner circle who had different ideas from him, argued with him, thought they were better than him, is just constantly inspiring the people around them by taking responsibility for failure and acknowledging credits. The leadership traits that we look for, I think, in a leader, he had such a moral and ethical foundation that, you know, obviously George Washington, without him, the presidency wouldn't have been the same. If he had decided after two terms to stay in office, maybe we would have had lifetime presidents. And FDR, you know, winning the war in World War II and being the leader and getting us through the Depression. So there's many of them that I've lived with that I'd put right up there. But there's something about Lincoln's ethical and moral character that just is extraordinary.
Share with us one of the presidential moments of all the in your work as a historian that you really think we should know about. Maybe we don't know about it.
Well, you know, one of the interesting moments, because it's a big historical moment, is that when Lincoln went to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, which was obviously his historic moment. He had dreamed about doing something important from the time he was a child so that he could be remembered after he died. When he was so sad and so depressed when he was young, he said, if only I can do something to be remembered after I die, I can get through this early failure. But at any rate, when he went to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, his own hand was numb and shaking because that morning he had shaken 1,000 hands at a New Year's reception. It was on January 1st, 1863. So he put the pen down and he said, if ever my soul were in an act, it is in this act. But if I sign with a shaking hand, posterity will say he hesitated. So he waited and waited until he could sign with a bold and clear hand. And just, you know, the idea of knowing that story around the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation is fun.
Amazing.
But I think, you know, the littlest known things about Lincoln to me were his extraordinary sense of humor and his gift for storytelling. I knew I respected him when I started living with him, but I had no idea how funny he was and how many stories he told. That's so right. It made the whole process much more enjoyable than I would have imagined.
What about some other presidents, Doris, in terms of real presidential moments that maybe we don't know about?
Well, I think, you know, with Teddy Roosevelt, the thing that I hadn't fully absorbed is how much adversity he suffered when he was young that made him such a strong figure. He had asthma when he was a young child, and he couldn't really participate in physical activities. And he read a lot, and he just concentrated on things. But his father worried that he was becoming too timid. So he said, you must make your body, Teddy. Without the mind, you have the mind, but without the body, the mind cannot go as far as it could. So Teddy started on this incredible regime of working out, endurance training, and it took years. But he finally transformed his body. And he became the strenuous president. I mean, when we think of him, he's constantly wrestling, boxing, riding horseback. But he created that out of the adversity. And he also suffered another set of adversities when his beloved wife at 22 died after childbirth. He goes out to the Badlands, and he rides his horse 15 hours a day. Finally, the depression lifts, but he begins to fall in love with the Badlands and with conservation and with mountains and streams and becomes our great conservation president. So sometimes adversity leads to what these people become later on, which I think is something you guys talk about.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's so many times. That's how we become great, is from the adversities. What, you know, if you look at everything, you've been through the history, Where are we now, Doris? Are we in a good time? Are we in a tough time? Where are we? What do you see?
I think we are really in a tough time. I mean, I'm generally an optimistic person, so I want to believe that we'll come through this. But the political culture in Washington is as difficult as I've seen it in my lifetime. I mean, even during the time of Lyndon Johnson, the first president I wrote about, Republicans and Democrats were friends across party lines. They stayed in Washington on weekends. You know, they played poker together. They drank together. So Lyndon Johnson was able to get Everett Dirksen, the leader of the minority party, the Republican Party, to go with him on civil rights because they had a friendship. Now they race home to raise campaign funds. They look at themselves as tribal enemies across party lines. We have to do something about campaign financing. And we have cable televisions that people just watch their own ideological stronghold. So that ability to compromise and move across party lines, which was part of us for many years, certainly in the 60s and the 50s, I think has been diminished since then.
So what do you see is what do we need to do, and where's the hope for the future? I mean, we have a presidential election coming up soon.
Right. I mean, I think I think the most important thing is not to lose faith in politics. You know, what's most worrisome is if young people see, oh, my God, nothing's going on that seems positive in Washington, and do we feel a sense of pride in our government? We are the citizens in a democracy unless we take an interest. And, you know, it used to be in the 19th century that politics was the main form of entertainment. When Lincoln would give those big debates, there'd be 10,000 people that would come. You know, there'd be banners, there'd be like a circus-like atmosphere before we fragmented ourselves into so many other forms of entertainment. But in a democracy, politics still has to be what you care about. And the hope still is that there's lots of young people that still want to get into public life, that are doing volunteer work in their homes, in their communities. So the strength of the citizenry is still here.
Yeah, and I think it's gotten a bad rap. You know, you hear, well, if you go to Washington, people aren't telling the truth. You know, you have to have a certain face. You really can't be yourself. You can't be authentic. And I'm not sure that's true.
I agree with you. I mean, I still think for a young person, you know, I was lucky enough to be 24 years old when I was working in the White House with Lyndon Johnson, and it's an experience I will never forget. It merely made me into a presidential historian. But more than that, every time I go to Washington still, every time I go to the White House, there's still a thrill of this is our government. And I think young people should realize it's a great town for young people and to be part of public life. And you're right. You can still keep your own values. It may be harder to fight against this political culture. But the more people that are down there trying to do that, the more likely it is to work.
Wonderful. What's your message? What would you like to leave our listeners with, Doris, on President's Day?
Well, I think the important thing about celebrating President's Day is to just remember that we can really learn from the struggles and the triumphs of the people who went before us. And if we look at FDR overcoming polio, or Teddy Roosevelt overcoming his weak asthma, or Lincoln teaching himself how to read and write in a place where it was almost impossible to even find books, we learn from our parents and our grandparents, but we can also learn from our leaders' strengths and our leaders' weaknesses. And that's important to look back at this history. There's not that many presidents we've had. It's amazing when you think about it. But learning from the strengths and weaknesses of each one can help us as we try to lead in our world today.
I really appreciate you being on the program. How can people find your work and your books?
Well, there's a website under my name, Doris Kearns Goodwin, and there's even a Facebook.
Okay.
And the books under Amazon and in the bookstores, luckily, are still there. I'm lucky enough to have written books that still float around.
Well,
so
I couldn't end this interview if I didn't ask you quickly about your love for the Boston Red Sox. And you're in our area. You're in the Boston area.
Oh, we have season tickets. I have loved them for the last 35 years of my life. Died with them, loved with them. We were there in the last game when they won the World Series at home in Boston. So I've promised myself that was such an extraordinary moment that even when last year was so bad, I kept remembering the year before. So I, of course, have hope. The truck has gone to spring training. There's a new year. We have some good players, and maybe we'll be great again. But I love that team.
Doris, it's been a real honor and a pleasure to have you on this program. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I'm glad we could do it.
Yeah, me
Take
too.
Take care.
Thanks so
Happy
much.
Happy President's Day.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye. That was Doris Kearns Goodwin, world-renowned presidential historian and Pulitzer Prize-winning author. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Joseph Califano, Jr., who served as Lyndon Johnson's top White House domestic policy aide and U.S. Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare. His brand new book is The Triumph and Tragedy of Lyndon Johnson. And we'll talk to him for a few minutes, but we won't forget about you, our wonderful listeners. We want to hear from you about who is your favorite president. What do you think? All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to go up to the news, but we'll be back. I'm Patricia Raskin, and my program is Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on Pro on Saturdays from 3 to 6 p.m. So do tune in then. You can write to me, Patricia, at patriciaraskin.com. I'm here filling in this morning for John DePietro on President's Day. And it's an honor to be here. It always is. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We are the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back.
John DePietro.